Welcome everybody to the Listen Up Podcast. It's your boy Brandon at Future No Dad 24.
This your boy Sam at More Life One.
Let's get it. Put it up.
The type of people made the club before. Many a day has passed.
Yo, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the Listen Up Podcast. It's your boy, Brandon.
This is your boy, Sam.
Hey, man, we're back with a bi-week episode of the Listen Up Podcast. Before we get started, if you have not hit that subscribe button, go ahead and click the subscribe button for me. Leave a go nose in the comments. Apple, Spotify, but specifically YouTube, man. Again, numbers still growing. We appreciate y'all rocking with us, but if you haven't hit that subscribe button, man, That's the only way we really know who rocking with us, man. So please hit that subscribe button. Sam.
Yeah.
What's your problem with crabs, bro? What's your problem with the people who eat the crabs? Matter of fact, you ain't got no problem with crabs. What's your problem with the people who eat the crab? Bro, I started to have a crab tree. I started to go.
Bro,
I started
to go grab a crab tree. Did you see that? Did you see that video, bro, of what they did to them crabs, bro? Did you see them videos?
I watched listen, the one with dude set up on fire on the hot plate while he was alive, that was a little bit much. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Bro.
That one was a little extra. He did the most.
Like, you set the crab on fire, bro. Like, at some point, we gotta have a serious conversation about what's going on around here. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I see why a billion crabs dipped. I ain't gonna lie. It makes sense to me why we lost a billion crabs now.
And you know crabs probably hate black women because they're like really like the main reason why.
No. The crabs decided, hey man, we got to get out of here, and that's exactly what happened, man. Like, nah, that's crazy. Yeah, that's craziness, man. If you killing them though, right? You gonna eat them. I'm gonna go to Seven Seas. Shout out to Seven Seas. They are responsible. Y'all welcome to. Listen to me. I'm gonna go out there, and I'm gonna eat them crabs. I know that they were alive at one point, and then we put them in some water. And now they're delicious, and we're going to put some butter and some garlic, and some, you know what I mean? So, I mean, I get it. Now, again, that one on the hot plate, where he said that was a little extra. Shorty, who peeled the back off while he was alive, she was also a little extra. But it ain't deterring me from eating these crabs, bro. I'm just letting you know.
Hold on.
I'm more than likely having crabs next weekend. I'm going to just be honest with you.
Let me just add this. Because we have this conversation.
Not crabs deserve justice.
I'm not saying you're a bad person if you eat crabs, but I am saying we gotta reconsider some things when you watch a crab get burnt alive, bro. Like that shit there, like, we gotta draw the line. Like,
you're right, I forgot. Man. The air fry chick was the one who started it. Tell you right. The air fry one was a little bit much too. I feel like that's a little bit slower of a death, you know what I mean? Like, you drug it out a little bit. Like, I feel like once they hit that boiling water, they pretty much done with, right? Like, pretty instantly.
It's almost like it's almost like a bath, right? It's like a little bath. You get them a bath and you're gonna eat them later. You're gonna eat them later, but When you set the crab on fire, when you put them in a furnace, I mean, what are we doing, man? What are we doing with crabs, man? I'm sorry, bro. I stand with the crabs. I'm advocating for the crabs, bro.
I don't want to, and this is funny. I don't want to say I'm anti-crab. Like, I'm anti-crab justice. I don't want to be on the other side of this, but I'm also like, I ain't going to stop eating. So, however you get them to me, I don't only even be a part of the crab boiling process or the cooking process. I don't only get them after they already been done. So, whatever you did to get them to me on the plate, I don't don't really know. I don't know what's happening with my chicken.
I'm one of the people. I don't want to see how the sausage is made. That's me. I don't want to see how the sausage is made. You know what I'm saying? So, shouts out to the crabs. I stand with C. Sebastian. I'm devastated by it. You know, my girl wanted us to have Juicy Crab today. And I told her, I said, man, I don't know. What Asian people are doing to crabs, I don't know.
Again, like I said, the only one that would have made me look at all the rest of them a little different was that one with the dude on the hot plate. Like, he already on the hot plate fighting for his life, right? Like, buddy on the hot plate fighting for his life. And that insult to injury, you set this thing on fire for our entertainment. Boy, you doing the most, you know what I mean?
Why are we entertained by that?
Dog. Childish, man. As a society, we childish. Because I said the same thing. I was like, dog, he did that for art, for like entertainment. People clapped after that. He got a big tip. You know what I mean? Like, we started diving into the psychology of people. You know what I mean? I showed my girl the video
of the crab, and she like, I know that meat was tender as hell. I said, you know what? What's wrong with you?
She part of the problem. Yeah, she part of the problem.
You're part of what the problem is. So, you know.
Yeah, I'm not crab. On that side. Let me be very clear. I'm not on that side. The weather said, I bet that meat gonna be tender. I ain't on that side.
Team crab. I'm with everybody. Team crab, man. Respect crabs. Put them in a bowl. Give them a bath. We got to draw the line, man. We got to draw the line.
Somebody said flip them on ice and don't. They be unconscious or something after that. I don't think that's true.
Whatever you got to do
to make it a little bit easier on them crabs' lives.
I end up Googling, finding out crabs can't feel what you're doing to them. Like that lady broke open the crab's like chest plate, like back plate. Like, what's going on, man? What are we doing?
She did. Hey, I've thought of doing a lot of things. I ain't never thought, well, why he, like, she was picking him up just like after she had popped off all the legs. That was the other thing about that video that people didn't get. She had already done popped off his legs.
She's a bad person.
No, dog. They got to be a better way of cooking
she's
whatever
Dharma.
She was making.
She's Jeffrey Dahmer of crabs. Like, she's a horrible person, bro. Like, let's be clear on that.
Man,
enough crab talk. 1-800-7-CRAB.
Sponsored by Peter.
Those crabs. It was terrible.
All this violence must stop. Yeah. Oh my God. That thing was wild, boy.
Well, somebody got to draw the line, bro. But let's get into the show.
listen to me.
Let's draw the line. Oh God.
FSU has never lost to Duke.
It's wild times.
I'm just gonna like that's a statement, right? Like you can argue with your mom. Like FSU has never lost to Duke because there is such a talent gap between the two teams to where it never really is. Like when Duke had their best team, they didn't score a point. Like Duke's best team ever. Maybe not ever, but the Duke's best team that we, in my lifetime, we played in the AC Championship game. Is that not the best Duke team? Sam, I don't know if it is or not.
That probably is, yeah.
They didn't score a single point. If I'm not mistaken, it was 30 to nothing. Miami just got boat race.
They got obliterated by that team, bro.
What the fuck going on in Miami?
Bro.
Like, it's some bad losses. Duke shouldn't be in level. You lose to Duke. You shouldn't get blowed out by Duke.
Bro, I was wrong on Miami. I'm going to say that. Get that out of the way. Like,
they're right wrong. About 7 points in the final seconds.
Yeah. Go ahead. Wrong. 100% wrong on Miami. I thought that defense would be good enough to carry them through the first stretch of that schedule that they had. Miami is – those people are done. Like, I mean, and I thought maybe getting Mario there would get the more fans in the stands. That's not happening. You know, they can get as mad as they want about the coaches and stuff, but they don't show up to the games, man. They don't show up. They don't get 20,000 people in them seats, which is insane. like, y'all don't even, like, y'all can get 20,000 people in the seats. They got beat. They've got boat race by Middle Tennessee. Boat race.
They got again, you can lose Duke. The Middle Tennessee. We lost to Jacksonville State.
No, bro.
Jacksonville State wasn't throwing from the 5-yard line. Like, you know what I mean? It was. No, it if was you fluky. Looked at the two teams and knew nothing about football, you would it say that Middle Tennessee State team is way better than mine. Yeah. Like, if it's your first time watching football, you're going to look at that and say, boy, that Middle Tennessee State team may win a championship. Them boys good.
Yeah.
I don't think Middle Tennessee State has won a game since.
Yeah, it's been bad, man. And I mean, to be honest with you, man, I don't know where they go from here, because do I think he can fix it? I don't know, man, because there is talent on that team, and they're getting beat by teams that they have more talent than. So this isn't an FSU issue where I look at Mike Norvell and be like, can he get enough talent here? I don't know if he can do it. My point is, if you got more talent and you still not doing it, that's concerning. And I know they got injuries. They do have injuries.
But ain't enough injuries to allow you to get blowed out by Duke and Middle Tennessee State.
Yeah, it's not enough injuries for that. It's not enough injuries.
If we play Middle Tennessee State, we blowing out Middle Tennessee State. You know what I mean? If we play Duke, we blowing out Duke. And I think Duke has a really good team this year. And when I still think we slapping Duke.
I don't think Duke got a good team. I think Duke play hard, and I think it's kind of like what Candace said. Like they're playing
no talent on Duke.
Yeah. But yeah, man, they're terrible. They're terrible. I mean, we'll play a different Miami team when we play them, but right now, man, they're terrible and they're searching. They're terrible and searching.
The more I look at this schedule, right?
Yeah.
And we can get into it. The more I look at this schedule, it's becoming, in my opinion, a little bit more pressure on this team and on this staff.
Yeah.
Because it's becoming a little bit more inexcusable losses. Florida State can't lose to Miami now.
Nah, you can't lose to Miami.
You see what I'm saying? Like, that Miami game becomes a must now. We all looking at it. We just watched what Duke did. We watched what Middle Tennessee State did.
Yeah.
You cannot lose to this Miami team.
No.
I don't – in 2 weeks, you tell me, well, maybe they don't figure it out. No. Nah, that ain't how this work.
Yeah.
You got to go out there and beat Miami and, in my opinion, probably do it pretty comfortably.
Well, hold on.
It's a rivalry game. I get it.
We just want to win games.
No, I don't. I do want to win games.
Yeah.
I understand it's a rivalry. Funny things happen, all of them cliches and stuff like that. But when Florida State was good and Miami was bad, Florida State blew the doors off him. When Miami was good and Florida State was bad, Miami blew the doors off of Florida State. It ain't like there ain't never been no blowouts in this rivalry.
Right.
Florida State is a better team than Miami. Much better team than Miami. So, therefore, you should win it. Now, again, we ain't on to Miami. We got Georgia Tech. And we're going to get to Georgia Tech. But I'm just talking about how these games stack up a little bit. If Florida has a stretch right now coming up with Georgia, Texas A&M, and South Carolina, they could realistically lose all three of them games. And maybe favor to lose all three of them games. Maybe not Texas A&M. I don't know. That game become a must-win game.
Yeah, you got
to. You get what I'm saying? Like, it's
you got to beat Miami. You got to beat Miami. It's no excuses. It's no nothing. Beat Miami.
That's what I'm saying. I think it's reaching a place where you are now, hey, go win. Go win games. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because if we look at this landscape, we look at what happened. The funny thing is, and this is one thing, I looked at this weekend and realized, I don't know who good. You know what I mean? Like, I think Ohio State good, but I think Penn State could beat them next week. You know what I'm saying? I think LSU is much improved. I think Alabama just got beat by Tennessee, but I could see Tennessee losing to, you know what I mean? Like, in other words, I look around college football, and I don't think nobody's unbeatable. And when you look at how we squandered the first half of this season, I'm saying we could have been right in the thick of things. And when you look at it from that perspective, it kind of pissed me off a little bit, but I'm saying, okay, save it in the back half.
Well, you know, I'd say that had you known that the ACC was going to be as bad as it is currently, because, I mean, it's pretty bad, right? It's a pretty bad conference right now. And I think a lot of that is because of injuries, personally. But it's a bad conference. And ideally, you probably should have been 5-1.
5-1.
you know, ideally.
With a win over LSU, and LSU keep looking better and better.
Or 5-2. I mean, what is it, 4-2? At worst. At worst. Mm-hmm. You should have been much better. But at the same time, you know, it is what it is. You got to play this back half. The back half is doable. So it's all about right now beating Georgia Tech. Don't be in a game. Don't play around. Do Georgia Tech the way you did Boston College. Same, right? Because I'm pretty sure Jeff Sims won't be playing. So
even if Jeff, I don't care who playing. Sam, we all watched that game on Thursday night. Yeah. Georgia Tech's a bad football team.
Oh, no, they're horrible. They're bad, yeah.
They're worse than Miami bad. Like, that's a bad football team.
Right.
There's under zero circumstance. That is a fireable offense loss, losing to Georgia Tech. That's a fireable offense loss. You argue with whoever, say whatever about the season, tell me how they're empirically better, throw all the numbers at the screen as you want to. I would at that point be like, all right, we done it. It won't matter what happens the second half of the season. Go beat Syracuse, Miami, and Florida. I won't care. You coming off a bye week, you're playing a very bad football team. Don't lose this game.
I don't think they will. And
I don't think so either. Let me be very clear. I don't think they will. I don't think they'll, now, you know, we can get the other ones, but I don't think they will. I think they absolutely didn't beat Georgia Tech. I think they go out there and beat Georgia Tech.
Yeah, I think they beat Georgia Tech. Let me ask you a question, though, man. And, I mean, Dino's pretty bad situationally. Man, mm-hmm. Okay, Syracuse didn't fight hard at the end. Syracuse actually brought some fight to Clemson in that game. In Clemson, actually. Not in Cuse.
Very
much. How winnable is that game to you?
10%? 20%? Unless you tell me our defense figured it out over the bye week, you know what I mean? Unless you've told me our defense figured out over the bye week, we are not going to be able to keep up with enough points that Cuse is going to score. They're going to score points.
Yeah.
The same Clemson team that we struggled with for a long part of that game, they ain't struggled with.
Right.
Not nearly as much as we struggle.
Yeah.
So now we're just giving them – so now they're going up against a worse defense – in Florida State, I 10-20%. I don't think we win that game. I don't think anybody realistically who's seen us play teams with competent offenses think we can beat Cuse.
Right.
Unless there's some sort of, you know, they figured it out, it was this, and they realize it and they push the button over the weekend, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know, like some sort of car or something, you know what I mean? Oh, we just need a new radiator. They put a new radiator in and now it's working. Cool. I'm looking at that game, though, and I'm saying they scoring 34.
Yeah.
Minimum. They're scoring 34.
Yeah.
Based on what I've seen against good teams, I'm not sure if we get to 35.
I'm concerned, man. They pretty good on defense. I know people are saying that they didn't score in the second half, but you know, those points in the first half matter.
They drove. Yeah, and not to mention, but they had drives. You see what I'm saying? Like, y'all, man, y'all, we smarter than that, man. This is the same way we can look at some of the Wake Forest game and realize, like, yeah, we have the lowest point total and still realize that we never stopped Wake Forest. I mean, come on.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so that's going to be tricky. That's going to be a very tricky game. But, I think I will pick Syracuse as we sit here right now.
Again, let me see what they do again. Let me see what happens against, you know what I mean, Georgia Tech and Miami.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, if I look at Georgia Tech and they go out there and beat them like they beat Boston College or something thereabouts, cool, right? Okay, good. Right. Did what you're supposed to do. You go out there and take care of Miami, beat them by 10, you know what I mean? Low scoring affair, something like that. You know what I mean? Like, you 24-10. All right, you know what I mean? 24-17, I even take that. You go out there and you beat Miami.
Yeah.
I mean, look at that Syracuse game. You know what I mean? Let's see what Syracuse does in the next couple weeks. Injuries may play a part. It may be a change. Right now, as I'm looking at it, I'm saying, I feel like Syracuse is going to put points up.
Yeah, I do feel that Syracuse is going to put points up. And, you know, that was a dog fight last year. you know, for our first win of the season. And they have a much better team this year. So we'll see. And it really depends on can you know, people keep saying Love's gonna make a big difference, man. Maybe he does, but you know, I don't think so. But
see, maybe me and you disagree on that. I the problem with the D line is the fact that Lovett isn't there. I think Lovett allows, again, you can beat double teams. I posted several things about, you know, guys beating double teams. But what I do believe is that Lovett allows Cooper, who is not as skilled as what we thought he is, or is not playing to the skill level we thought he should be playing at, it allows him to get some more.
He's playing the way I thought he would be playing.
I think Cooper then can now get some single coverage. You know what I'm saying? I think it allows Coop to kind of get some one-on-ones that he might be able to win a little more. I think Lovett does win, you know what I mean, some of those one-on-ones. And I think it makes the entire defensive line better. That's what I believe.
I think
if you make the defensive line better, I always know that helps your secondary.
So do you think we get Verse back this week? You think we get Verse back, the smash plays of Verse what he was the first three games? We think we get that guy back? Because I don't recall.
I wouldn't play Verse. I honestly wouldn't play Verse. I think very little of Georgia Tech.
Yeah.
We all saw that. We should all think very little of Georgia Tech. So, in my opinion, if I don't have to play Verse, them young guys are not doing terrible. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I don't look at the defensive ends and say, them guys are playing terrible. You know what I mean? So I'm saying, no, let the backups get some burn. Let Verse be healthy, because I think you're going to need him more. Well, I don't think. You're going to need him more for them last four. You know what I'm saying? So, in my opinion, go ahead and I would chill on Verse. But I think it's that big of an impact, because I think Lovett allows changes. It gives you another guy that you have to block. Nobody else has been a guy that anybody had to block.
Well,
you know what I mean? If you double team Coop, mm-hmm. You really got – they running right open to the linebackers every play. I don't think that happens with Lovett.
That'd be great. That'd be great, because we need those guys. We need the D-line to start playing better.
Yeah.
To cover up the secondary, because we know how bad the secondary is right now. So
– but see, and that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know if – and like you said, I think you put on timeline, like, I don't know if Lovett coming back is going to fix the defense the way, you know, we think it is. I think Lovett does fix some of the warts in the defense, because I think if, again, you can stop the run up the middle, you get a little bit more pressure from the edges.
Right.
Then at that point, those cornerbacks don't have to cover for as long. And now I'm saying maybe they can make some plays. I think he has that big of an impact. Now, it's going to depend on how healthy he is. It's going to depend on how in game, because he missed a lot of games. So he's going to take him a game until to get back. So I think Georgia Tech is a good warm up. You know what I'm saying? He should be able to eat, get his confidence back, get in game shape. So in my opinion, I think Lovett is a huge, huge pickup for Florida State. And I does think it fixes not all of the problems. It ain't going to fix the coaching mistakes. It ain't going to fix poor tackling in open. But I do think it fixes some of the stuff.
Well, the thing I'm really actually excited about, especially in the back half of the season, is I think we get good Jordan Travis. I think we get dynamic playmaker Jordan Travis at the back half of the season, because these teams, the competition's finna dive down a little bit. It's going to be less pressure on him to score points because of the offense that we've been playing in the back half can't score a lot of points. So I actually think we're going to get a better Jordan Travis the back half of the season, and I'm actually really excited about that, man.
I 100% agree with you. One of the other things I noticed watching football this week is – we coach like we're scared to lose Jordan Travis.
Yeah.
These other teams, man, they let their running quarterbacks go. You know what I mean? LSU basically don't own what's the quarterback name? They basically said, all right, dude, go be great. Go be great. And what do you have? Six touchdowns?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, Jordan outplayed him in that game. Jordan has the ability to do the exact that. I think we looked at him and said they're pretty much identical quarterbacks, but Jordan Travis has a better arm. Jordan has the ability to have that same six touchdown game against anybody. The problem is we don't really let them loose. And Jordan, and I think Jordan's a little scared because worried about getting hurt. Thank you, Daniels. Jordan's a little scared to get, I think Jordan's scared to get hurt, and I think Mike's scared of him getting hurt. And they both, they coach like it, and Jordan plays like it. But if you decide, hey, dog, we got to win this game. We need you to be great. And so, therefore, we're going to just, hey, put it on you, dog. I'm calling runs. If keep a lot more of them reads than you're keeping. Because, again, you minus Ward. So, right. We're going to need a running back. Go get 100 yards. Go get us 115. Go get us 125 yards and another 200 passes.
Right.
And I need that in like the rest of the games. But I also think Jordan has to decide that. But I think and his coaching staff has to decide that as well. And I'm not sure if either one of them have kind of put aside the fear of, hey, he might get hurt to go and do it.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah, I think we get good Jordan Travis, man. I think because the competition's finna lower down a little bit, and I think he'll have less pressure on him. Mm-hmm. And I think Jordan will be great in the back half of the season, man. I think he'll hit that total that we talked about early on in the podcast before the season started. We said that he needed to account for 3,000 yards worth of offense. I think he eclipsed that number, maybe getting close to 4,000 yards towards the end of the season, to be honest with you. So I'm actually excited to see what Jordan Travis does the back half of the season because I really do think – we could see something special out of Jordan Travis the back half of the season based on the competition.
What you mean special?
I mean, if you look at Florida, man, they can't even run a basic cover three defense anymore. Like they're downright terrible on defense. Miami, they're lost. They can't find themselves on defense. Mm-hmm. Georgia Tech, not very good. Okay. Other than Syracuse, Louisiana.
These are games that Jordan should shine in.
Exactly. I expect 200 yards passing, 100 yards rushing, or 80 yards rushing per game. Yep. I expect 2 to 3 touchdowns per game out of him, man. So I expect for us to really be like, man, Jordan Travis really picked it up. He's going to be, you know, so I expect really big, you know, really big numbers for him coming the second half of the season. I think he's going to touch that number that we was looking for out of him. I think we said 3,000 or 3,500 yards. I think he eclipsed 3,500 yards of total offense for FSU towards the end of the season.
Yeah, I agree. I 100% agree with that because I think like we talked about it a couple weeks ago. We were saying has Jordan had regressed, but the competition had kind of improved a little bit.
We felt like it was a combination of both, right?
Yeah,
the competition's up.
Competition's
up. Regressing a little bit.
He's kind of right. So then I think you look at it and say, okay, well, if he stays consistent in the stuff that he's doing. Then, okay, with that lesser competition, he'll shine. You know what I mean? I thought, again, we've seen flashes. If he can really put it together for whole games for this back half of the season, it's gonna look real nice.
Hey, I know we don't talk a lot of NFL on here, but the Chargers must fire Brandon Staley. This has to happen. There's too much talent on that damn team for them to be sitting at 4-3. They're losing against bad football teams. Brandon Staley needs to be fired. I'm a little tired of that shit with him. God,
I am not looking at nobody else's football team and saying who needs to be fired when we keep figuring out ways to lose games.
We are
Jaguar fans.
We're very consistent at that. We're consistent at that. We do that. We're gonna find ways to lose games for the most part. That's what we do. I'm not upset about that because that's what we do. That's who we are.
We're losers.
Yeah,
it's definitely
that's,
we are.
That's what it is. Hey, did you see the guys on the time? The guys on the time got mad because I kept saying, why does Trevor keep throwing towards the out of bounds thing when it's like a minute to go? Once you throw the ball to the middle, they're like, we don't have any timeouts. I'm like, you know, you can spike the football.
Yeah, spike the football, though.
Yeah, like you can throw a 30 yard post, catch it, set the ball, spike
that also
the football.
Worked.
Spike the football.
It's funny.
God damn.
It's funny, right? Because it's one of those things that I think all teams mess up on. You know what I mean? Like, you get into these situations where they be like, dog, just throw it in the middle of the field.
Yeah, like, if they going to give it to you, just.
They're giving you the middle of the field.
Exactly. Just do it.
You know what I mean? 15, 20 yards at a time, keep spiking the football, you're going to lose a couple of seconds. Five. Yeah. You know what I mean? Depending on the situation.
Right.
But, dog, it don't matter. like you said, we losers. Ain't no point.
We're losers, bro.
We lost by an inch. Literally an inch. We lost by an inch today, dog. I feel like we had figured out every way to lose.
We got a coach that don't want to kick field goals. He refuses. He goes for it on every fourth.
That man went for two in the NFL game just because this man playing Madden.
Yeah, man.
Doug out there playing Madden. You got it great, but what was the purpose of it in the first place? It's the first touchdown. That's some stuff. You know what I mean? You ever play with children in Madden, and you be like, dog, it's 4th and 30 from your own. You really don't need to go for it here, but you understand. Yeah. He don't understand the mathematics of how the game works, so he's just going. He's just playing Madden. That'd be Doug. I'd be looking at Doug like, Doug, my man. Why'd you go for
somebody
it? Like, okay, it worked. Cool, but.
My boy Monster talking about ourselves as the first step. I always get to the first steps of grievance really, really early. Everybody knows this about me.
He accepted Mike a long time ago. His opinion is not going to change on Mike. You're not swaying Mike. You're not swaying Sam's opinion on Mike. Sam believes what he believes on Mike because he came to that acceptance a year ago. I promise you, me and Sam have a lot of off-air talks. And every time you're like, I know what Mike is. I just don't know why everybody else surprised by it. I've been here. we had these conversations. That thing be funny. Yeah, Sam getting the acceptance real quick. I tend to hang on a little bit. I'm still like, man, we ain't, the division ain't out of the realm of possibility yet. We can still win it. Knowing damn well we ain't going to win the division. We get to the last week of the season and lose to the worst team in the league with no starting quarterback, and running back, they don't sack the quarterback, everybody hurt. Sure, we got our full team out there. We'll go out there and lose by a field goal.
Yeah, man. Some
make-a-wish team, because that's what we do, man.
It's ridiculous.
So sick of this team. It's ridiculous. Sick of this shit. I don't want to win, man. I want to win in football. We want to play. We want to root for a winning football team. That's what it boils down to. We ain't got one yet.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough. It's tough being a Jags and a Noles fan. It's tough. Yeah, somebody said, what's going on with the Bucks? It's broken, bro. It's broken and it's over. It's over.
Tom Brady has sacrificed his family, dog.
It's over. It's broken and it's over. You gotta read the signs. Yeah, 8-4 is realistic, man. 8-4 is realistic.
8-4 is not realistic. 8-4 is the floor. That's I'm gonna say no. Yeah, I think anything less than 8-4 is a problem.
Yeah.
Tom definitely should have retired, Navy. No. Tom should have retired, man. Like, that man is sacrificing wife and kids to hang in the locker room and not be that good at football anymore. And it's wild to see. But anyway, that's a whole nother thing. But no, 8-4 is the floor. There's only one acceptable loss on the season, the rest of the game, and that's Syracuse. I'm not looking at any teams and saying Florida State shouldn't beat them. No, they will be favored in every game except for Syracuse, and they should win every single game.
Yeah, they should. They absolutely should. So,
man traded 8-8 season for his family. Crazy.
You think they winning 8 games? I don't.
That boy gave up his family to miss the playoffs. Boy, that's rough.
I don't think they winning no 8 games. I can tell you that.
Yeah, that man gave up a supermodel.
Yeah, I don't think they winning 8 games. I mean, he can find another supermodel. Hey,
Tom Brady. He can.
Shouts out to Timothy King because he did coin the phrase Telemundo Taggart. That was hilarious. And I'm going to tell you something else. Mario ain't going to be on a hot seat. You know why? They cannot, absolutely cannot afford to fire him for at least 5 years. There's no way he's getting fired. So they're stuck there.
Here's the funny thing. I don't know how they fix it. Because, again, they don't have no booster support. You don't have fan support. Like, them recruits is, again, this class, they talk about the class or whatever it is, but we've seen how it fall apart. You know, like that. I don't know, though. After Florida State beat them and they're going to miss a bowl game, how you keep a class together after that?
Yeah. I mean, like I said,
Telemundo
Taggart's probably, I don't think he's getting fired. I mean, 3 years.
I don't know. Minimum. I don't think he's getting fired.
No, I'm saying 3 years minimum. He's there 3 years minimum.
I ain't gonna lie.
Minimum.
Next season, bro, again,
this
ain't the schedule,
him.
Dog. You called me one day and I was like, dog, I was like, I don't think Miami that good. Remember? I was like, I don't think Miami that good.
We both talked about it. Because
I was like, because I said the way they beat Bethune-Cookman, I was like, Bethune-Cookman scored like, was it Fam?
It was Bethune.
It was Bethune. I was like, Bethune threw for like 400 yards. Bethune ain't won a game this season.
Yeah, they're terrible.
They beat them work like Jackson State just came through and rolled them at Jacksonville. So I'm like, I said it then. I was like, I don't know how good they is. And he was like, nah, they good. And then the point you made was, look at that schedule, dog. I was like, dang.
I'm like,
oh, yeah,
yeah.
They're going to look up and win like, 10. I said, they're going to look up and win 10 and be bad, and be a bad football team.
My whole thought process was the defense should be good enough that you win 7 games because of the schedule. You just win 7 games. Now you just got to find a way to win 2 or 3. You know what I'm saying? So
there was like 8 gimmies on the schedule in 2 tough games. And we was like, dog.
Yeah.
Go win it.
You would get off to a hot start to begin the season. Right, you get off to a hot start at the beginning of the season. I mean,
you lose a couple down the stretch, nobody gonna care. These dudes out here getting boat raced by craziness.
Yeah, man, it's insane, man.
They don't have no answers. They don't look like they got a single answer.
No, bro, there is nothing coming to save them. There is nothing coming to save them whatsoever. Like, I look at Florida State and I always tell people this, like, you know, worst case scenario, you know, Florida State can find another coach because the booster administration, the support that you're gonna get from the fans, you can always put – Miami's not putting enough people in seats to afford a buyout as big as Mario's buyout is going to be.
That's the problem.
And that's what I keep
trying to – They don't got enough fan support.
That's what I keep trying to tell them. Like, yeah, y'all can get on Twitter and complain, and that's great. But unless you putting 50,000 people in seats, that's what's going to pay for that buyout at the end of the day. It ain't just the boosters. The boosters got to know their investment is going to turn back around by putting people in the seats. They're not putting up people in seats for them to give a shit about firing him. So, yeah, they stuck there. You know what I mean? And I know they're at the same phase that FSU was at with Mike. Oh, where's the players? Okay.
It ain't the same. These same players were good last season.
Yeah.
See, that's the problem. And that was the same. I'm consistent. We were saying the same thing about Mike when Mike first got here.
Yeah.
If the players were good and then now all of a sudden they're bad, I'm going to look at you.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's a problem, man. It's a problem.
It looks away.
It does look away, man. It does look away. So, yeah. Let me go to this. We'll go to this topic, then we'll get ready to end this. I didn't want to want us to stay too long. Just want to put something out. Florida plays, Syracuse played against Clemson. What was your thoughts on that game?
I thought, again, Clemson actually is a very good football team. And in my opinion, I looked at it and I said, it's the depth that beat Syracuse.
Right.
It's the same thing I thought that happened with us, right?
Mm-hmm.
That first level, it's pretty close. You know what I mean? Like, you can see it. And Syracuse was able to, you know, to actually take it to Clemson.
Yeah.
But Clemson just weigh you down. They're not going to beat themselves. They're not going to go away. And they're not going to stop fighting. That's the thing I'll say that's great about Dabo Swinney. Them kids, like, they don't believe they're going to lose.
Right.
You can be up 2 touchdowns. Like, I never saw panic.
Right.
I was more impressed with Clemson. I think that last week than I was against us. I thought they knew early on they were better than we were. I thought they walked into the game knowing they were a better team. Syracuse, I think they may have had a little bit of, okay, Syracuse is here for real. And Syracuse took the fight to them. And Clemson just was like, all right, man, we'll take all them body shots. And we'll keep hitting you. And then we'll come back. And then you get late in the round. Now you get knocked out. You know what I'm saying? It's like they are very methodical and tough football team, man. I hate to say that about Clemson. I hate to give Dabo praise too, but shit. You know what I mean? Like, you got to kind of call it the way you see it. You keep beating good teams in the same tough way. You know what I mean? Just,
right.
I'm going to out physical you at the end of the game.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard. It's hard to argue against, you know what I mean, the coach on that team.
Yeah. I think they win the conference going away this year again.
They do.
I came away impressed with Syracuse. I think they got better players than we initially thought. They got good football players on that team for Syracuse.
They got good football players at key positions, is what it is.
They do. And they got injuries on that. They've had like I think they had like 7 guys out that start the season with them. So they're actually pretty deep, honestly. So, but it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough, man. But, I find a way, man. Find a way to beat Syracuse. If you can't, I think we'll understand losing to Syracuse. But if you
I will accept the Syracuse loss. That is the only loss
That's about the only what loss I think you can really accept coming down the stretch of the season.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, based on what we are now halfway through the season. It's pretty clear who are what. You know what I'm saying? Like on the rest of, I'm talking about for the teams we
play. Yeah, one thing
we kinda
about
got
Dino,
a good idea who they are.
One thing about Dino, every 3-4 years he will put together a team that
the moment he hit that hot seat, he'd be like, yeah. Oh shoot, let me go work. You know what I mean? Yeah. He was like, hey, yeah. Wait, they said I'm on hot seat? Who? He was like, me? Oh, man, yeah. Let me go to work. You know what I mean? Yeah. And he put it together. Because, again, I heard a lot of people say they don't want to go make it through the season.
Yeah. Anytime we say that, he reels off a little 9-win season.
Every single time. He going to do enough to keep his job. What was it? What's that coach that was 8-8?
Jeff Fisher.
Jeff Fisher. Hey, I'm gonna do just enough to not get fired. I'm gonna keep getting this paycheck. Mm-hmm. He ain't trying to go nowhere. He don't want a bigger program. He don't, you know what I mean? Like, nothing. Right. I'm gonna be here and be good for a year, maybe two, and then I'm gonna just kind of go to sleep in my desk for a couple years, and then they're gonna get bad again. I'm like, oh shoot, you know, let me get back at it.
What's this about? I know that meat gonna be tender as hell.
Oh, he talking about your girl. He talking about from the beginning. He must have just gotten to the pod. So he started from the beginning. He talking about from you, what your girl said about the crab. He talking about what your girl said about the crab.
Oh, I'm like, big pause on Heezy.
It took me a minute too. I was like, what you talking about, man? He talking about that's what your girl,
she's ruthless.
I can accept.
She's an animal.
Hey, man. It's black women and crowds, man. I don't know what to say about it. Yeah. I can accept the cues. Out loud is tough, man. Saying it out loud is tough. Saying that I can accept the loss of the cues. Hey, I guess I've accepted it with Sam. You know what I mean? Like, the reality is set in. I know exactly who we are. I would love to lie and say we go out there and beat the rest of them.
That'd be a huge win, though. If you can win that game, that'd be pretty big.
It will be a very big. Because then I think it guarantees you go 5-0 the second half of the schedule, which then is a very good look. You know what I mean? Like, if you tell me the only 3 losses were 3 teams you were supposed to lose to, even though you had an opportunity to lose them, I mean, to win them, and you snatched the defeat, I'll give it to you. You know what I'm saying? Because then you're talking about 9 wins in the regular season. You probably playing in a very big bowl game against another marquee team. So now you're talking about bowl practices, which I think helps, good recruiting class, which I think helps. And then you're saying not only are we getting the bowl practices and the good recruiting class, you're talking about possibly a big paycheck. You know what I mean? School need money.
Yeah.
School need money.
I think they finished pretty strong this season, man.
I do too.
I think they finished pretty strong. So but we're gonna react to the Georgia Tech game. Is the game's at 12. So we should be doing a live show at 4. When the game's over, I'm excited about that because I'm not going out of town this weekend. I will be home. Thank the Lord. Because I've been a road warrior, road warrior, man, the last couple of weeks, man. So everything should be great, man. But before I jump out the pod, I got to say this also. I've been getting my ass kicked in everything in football. Fantasy football, I suck. College pick'ems, I suck. FSU football, you're killing me. Jaguars football, you're killing me. I'm in a very toxic relationship with everything football this year. So, you know, pray for your boy. It's not going great. Brandon, you got anything before we get off the pod?
Make sure y'all exact same. The exact same. I mean, first of all, I don't know what happened to my pick'em. I can't find the app. I can't find the login. I'm out. I ain't even picking up. So that was how the season started. Fantasy, hey, we're going to have to figure out a way. If you ain't show up for the draft and you just got here auto-drafting, we're going to have a problem. You know what I mean? Because, like, that's wild. You know what I mean? So, like,
yeah, Monster, you are winning the pick'ems. You're doing a great job. I got screwed. Texas screwed me because Texas should have won yesterday. They was up. They supposed to win that game. Like, what the – and anyway.
Texas going Texas. Texas is the new Clemson.
That hurt me. That hurt me a
Texas
little bit.
Is the new, Texas is the new Clemson. They both wear orange. They are the new – boy, Texas is – they very good at finding ways to lose games that they were supposed to win that everybody
– Yeah. But anyway, man, so that's the pod. Great show. Appreciate y'all joining the show. Brandy, anything?
Rate, review, subscribe, hit the like button. We went by 24 this weekend.
I think they went by 2 touchdowns.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's 24. A little closer than we wanted to be, but I think they pulled away at the end. Easy.
Nah, this one boat race from the very beginning.
Yeah. Texas will be back next year, Monson.
Especially hold on real quick. It reminded me. Dog, if the backup play, they better not score a point.
Yeah, that's true. He's terrible.
If Jeff Sims does not play in the backup play,
yeah,
ran out of bounds on a Hail Mary play, dog. Like,
yeah,
his awareness, terrible. Like we've all, you know, played Matt. That awareness is zero. Yeah. My man's awareness is real shot. If Jeff don't play, they better not score.
Okay.
To score, but I'm just saying, right. it should be 35, 40 plus. Hey, bro, 33, Georgia Tech, 34, William. Hey, how we block William?
I ain't doing that. But anyway, man, I appreciate all right, everybody. Man, that's the show. Thank you. Love you guys. It's rate, review, subscribe. Go to Apple. Go to Spotify. Go to Google.
Turn notifications on. All absolutely. That good stuff, man.
All right. Rocking. Yo.
You just heard the Listen Up podcast. Yep. Yep.